The Marriage Monitoring Aunties Association by Ola Awanubi. The Narrative of the Marriage Monitoring Aunties Association by Ola Awanubi is a deeply textured exploration of the intersection between modern career-driven life, traditional Nigerian expectations, and the persistent quest for love and faith. The book follows Folasade Shade Sadipo, a 50-year-old project manager living in London, as she navigates a significant health crisis, the single-shaming tactics of her extended family, and a burgeoning romance with a man who challenges her spiritual foundations, the burden of singleness and the silent struggle. The story commences during the Christmas season, a time Shade describes as a singleton nightmare where her isolation is magnified by the cozy family units surrounding her. At 50, Shade is an accomplished professional at Ryder and Hamilton. In Canary Wharf, having used the Prince 2 certification to escape a career in low-paid admin. Despite her success, she is perpetually scrutinized by her mother, Eben Sadipo, and a collective she dubs the Marriage Monitoring Aunties Association, MMAA. This group of elder Nigerian women frequents community events to spring out from corners and ridicule unmarried women for their single status. Shade's emotional fatigue is compounded by a physical crisis. She is suffering from debilitating fibroids that have caused her abdomen to distend, resembling a kangaroo pouch. This condition leads to an awkward workplace encounter where a younger colleague, Daphne, congratulates her on a cute bump, highlighting the pain Shade feels about her slim chances of having children. Her struggle is further dismissed by a hoity-toity doctor who coldly demands a hysterectomy, disregarding her maternal hopes. Eventually, Shade finds a more empathetic Nigerian consultant, Dr. Bassi, who offers a myomectomy to preserve her womb, even as she prepares for the reality of menopause, the metro man, and the supermarket meet cute. During a lunch break in Canary Wharf, Shade has a chance encounter with Jimmy Taylor, a tall, ebony-skinned man with a grey designer beard. They meet while buying identical tuna salad lunches at a metro supermarket, and Jimmy charms her with his confident swagger and easy banter. Jimmy is a physiotherapist and former professional footballer for Aldery FC who suffered a career-ending leg fracture in the early 2000s. Jimmy represents everything Shade's mother warns against: a reformed bad boy who is divorced, has a son, Alex, in San Francisco, and openly admits to a past involving drugs and alcohol during a prodigal period in Thailand and Brazil. Despite his history, Shade is drawn to his emotional intelligence and his dedication to the New Chance Foundation, a charity he co-founded with Cyril Peterstow to support disadvantaged youth through sports, health, surgery, and the turning point. The narrative takes a somber turn as Shade undergoes her myomectomy. She is terrified of the surgery, fearing she will wake up to find her womb removed, which her culture has taught her would make her unmarriageable. During her recovery, Jimmy proves his sincerity by sending a massive bouquet of flowers to the hospital and keeping in constant contact via text. This period also marks a transition for Shade as she enters menopause. She mourns the loss of her fertility, noting that while the world sympathizes with the loss of a baby, there is little support for a woman who loses the chance to ever have one. However, her recovery is buoyed by her friends Vicky and Sam, and the realization that she is no longer incubating the pain of the fibroids, the MMAA and family conflict. Shade's relationship with her mother and the MMAA remains a central conflict. Auntie Bemi, her maternal aunt, is a particularly sharp critic who believes Shade's career and big books have chased men away. A significant family rift occurs when it is revealed that Bishop Taylor, Jimmy's father, is dating Shade's favorite, Auntie Remy Adekoya, who is Shade's mother's best friend. Eben Sadipo is initially furious, feeling betrayed by her friend and harboring her own feelings for the bishop. The tension culminates at the engagement party and subsequent wedding of Shade's cousin, Dilapo, to Dr. Kunle. In a single-shaming ritual, the MC attempts to force all single women to catch the bouquet, threatening to name them one by one. Shade refuses to participate, seeking refuge outside, where she and Jimmy share a moment of vulnerability. Later, at another party, Jimmy gallantly defends Shade against Auntie Bemi's insults, publicly praising her professional achievements and inner beauty, the spiritual divide, oil and water. As Shade and Jimmy's romance deepens, a fundamental barrier emerges: faith. Shade is a devout Christian who has remained a virgin until 50, believing that intimacy is reserved for marriage. Jimmy, however, is a pastor's kid who lost his faith after his mother died despite his desperate prayers. He views organized religion as a construct for control. This spiritual divide creates a sense of oil and water for Sade. After a night where they nearly make love, Sade pulls back, overwhelmed by the responsibility of her values. She tells Jimmy that she cannot marry someone who doesn't share her faith, leading to a painful separation. This heartbreak is mirrored by the sudden death of her church friend Margaret. A fellow, successful single, who died without ever experiencing the love she prayed for, the New York departure and the long silence. Jimmy accepts an opportunity to take the New Chance Foundation to New York. Working with inner city kids in Brooklyn, he tells Sade his departure is a dream come true, but the distance feels like a definitive end to their relationship. Sade falls into a days of introspection, promotion at work to senior project director providing the only distraction. During this period, Sade transforms the successful singles ministry at her church into the inspired network. Replacing dull prayer sessions with speed dating, karaoke, and professional development. She finds purpose in helping others find partners, even as she attempts to resign herself to a life alone, tucked into the yellow and blue scarf Jimmy gave her, redemption and the final proposal. The resolution begins during a girls' night out for Eben Sodepo's birthday. At a Femi Kuti concert, Sade sees her mother, free of all societal constraints, dancing and shedding years of bitterness. This opens a door for reconciliation, with Eben eventually admitting she was wrong about the Taylor men. In a final, unexpected turn, Jimmy returns to London. He visits Sade on a Saturday morning, looking sheepish but resolute. He confesses that he ran away to New York because he was freaked out by the responsibility of loving a woman like her, but in his loneliness, he found his faith again. He admits that he sat in New York and asked God for peace, eventually reconciling with his father and himself. In a move that involves the support of his son Alex, Sade's mother, and Auntie Remy, Jimmy kneels in Sade's sitting room. He presents an exquisite diamond ring from the States and asks Folasade Areteola Sodepo to be his wife. The book ends on a note of triumphant hope as Sade says, yes, finally realizing that she is loved for her true, authentic self, gray hair, sake, tongue, and all, key thematic pillars of the narrative. 1. The sociology of the MMAA. The Marriage Monitoring Aunties Association acts as the primary antagonist of the book's cultural setting. They represent the crushing weight of traditional expectations that define a woman's worth solely by her role as a wife and mother. Sade's eventual confrontation with Auntie Bemi at the naming ceremony is a pivotal moment of self-actualization, where she declares that she is happy with who I am, regardless of her marital status. 2. The physical and emotional reality of aging. Awanubi provides a rare, detailed look at fibroids and menopause. Within the context of the Black female experience, Sade's struggle with anemia and the physical, body-racking agony of her condition is depicted as a silent war. The entry into menopause is treated not as a tragedy, but as a detour that leads to a rest of my life. 3. The reconciliation of faith and modernity. The book explores the nuances of being a successful single in a church environment that often treats single women as an afterthought. Sade's dialogue with Pastor Sandra and her transformation of the singles ministry reflect a desire for the church to normalize Christian Black women falling in love and dating, rather than just praying in isolation. 4. Masculinity and vulnerability. Jimmy Taylor serves as a counterpoint to the toxic misogynists Sade has dated in the past. His journey through therapy to unpack the weight of expectations as a firstborn son and his willingness to admit he was immature and selfish during his first marriage provides a model for healthy, late-life romance. His eventual return to faith is depicted not as a concession for Sade, but as a personal finding of himself. Conclusion: everything is fine here. The story concludes by rejecting the expired product label the internet and the MMAA tried to place on Sade. By the end of the narrative, Sade has achieved professional dominance as a senior project director, reconciled with her mother's vulnerability, and secured a partnership that respects her authentic self. The book serves as a manifesto for the 50-year-old virgin and all women who wait, proving that life does not end and in many ways truly begins when you stop trying to live according to a bad photocopy of someone else's life. This summary is for educational purposes only. This audio is exclusively created for AfriNovels.com. Thank you.